Listen up, athletes. If you're looking to step into the world of multi-sport racing, the Sprint Triathlon is your most accessible entry point. It is the perfect starting line. Let us clear up a common misconception right now. You do not need elite-level endurance to tackle this distance. The sprint format is specifically engineered for beginners, and with a disciplined, 8-week structured training plan, you will absolutely cross that finish line. Here is the layout. You are looking at a total of 16 miles. That breaks down to a half-mile swim, a 12.4-mile bike leg, and a 3.1-mile run. Keep those numbers clear in your head. Most of you will finish in under 90 minutes. And to get there, you are only looking at a manageable 4 to 8 hours of training per week. It is about consistency, not burning out. We are going to follow a progressive 8-week roadmap. This plan is designed to build your fitness gradually, layer by layer, while completely protecting you from burnout. Trust the process. Weeks 1 and 2 are all about foundation. We are establishing your base fitness through steady, low-intensity aerobic work. Pace yourself. Build the engine. During this phase, listen closely to your mechanics. In the water, prioritize clean technique over raw speed. On the bike, focus on a smooth, spinning cadence right between 85 and 95 RPM. And on the run, keep it conversational. You should be able to breathe comfortably. As we move into weeks 3 and 4, we dial in controlled intensity and gradually increase your volume. This is where the real adaptation begins. Your weekly training time will climb to roughly 7 hours. We are introducing threshold intervals, pushing you to 80 to 85% of your maximum heart rate. Feel the burn, but stay disciplined. These specific sessions are engineered to raise your lactate threshold and build your racing capacity, all while keeping your body in a state of productive adaptation rather than exhaustion. Weeks 5 and 6 are your peak. This is where we hit maximum training volume and introduce the triathlon-specific skills that separate amateurs from finishers. This phase centers entirely on brick workouts. You will be combining two disciplines back-to-back, like a direct bike-to-run session. This is non-negotiable. Brick workouts are critical. They teach your neuromuscular system to adapt to that unique, heavy sensation of running on stiff legs the second you mount off the bike. You have to train this adaptation. Alongside that, you will practice setting up mock transition areas in your own driveway or garage. Refine your logistics now so race day feels automatic. Week 7 is dedicated to tapering. This is where we shift gears completely. You will reduce your training volume by 40 to 60%. This allows all that accumulated fatigue to dissipate while locking in every single fitness gain you have earned. This week is just as crucial for your mind. Use visualization techniques. Walk through the course in your head. Establish calming, pre-race rituals to keep your nervous system steady. The final week is about sharpening, not building. You are already fit. Now we just need to keep the edges sharp. 5 to 6 days out, you will complete a full race simulation. Run the whole course, practice the transitions, test the gear. The day before the race, keep it short and crisp. A few high-intensity bursts to activate your muscle memory, then rest. Do not cause fatigue. Now, let us talk race readiness. Proper gear and nutrition are not optional. They are essential components of your execution. You do not need to break the bank on equipment. Stick to the essentials. Anti-fog goggles, a properly fitted helmet, a tri-suit to streamline your transitions, and elastic speed laces for your running shoes. Simple. Effective. If you're racing in cold water, a wetsuit is mandatory. It provides the buoyancy and warmth you need to keep your stroke efficient and your body temperature stable. And your nutrition strategy can literally determine race success or failure. Fuel correctly. Aim for 60 to 70 grams of carbohydrates per hour, 400 to 600 milligrams of sodium, and 24 to 28 ounces of fluid. Hit those numbers consistently. But here is the rule. You must practice this exact fueling strategy during your long training sessions. Your digestive system needs to adapt to race day demands before you ever step on the start line. On race day, execution comes down to two things: pacing and smooth transitions. Stay sharp. Arrive early. Set up your transition area with intention. Use a bright towel to mark your spot and arrange your gear in a logical left-to-right flow. In T1, strip the wetsuit partially while you are still running to the bike rack. And remember the golden rule: always secure your helmet and buckle it before you ever touch the bicycle. T2 tests your coordination under fatigue. Focus on smooth, deliberate movements. Do not rush. Frantic energy wastes calories and causes mistakes. Pacing is vital across every single discipline. Respect the effort required. On the bike, maintain 88 to 98% of your functional threshold power. Leave just enough in the tank to preserve your legs for the run. Start conservatively. If you waste energy early, you will pay for it in the final miles. Pace smart so you can finish strong. Ultimately, the sprint triathlon proves something powerful. Multi-sport racing is absolutely achievable for anyone willing to commit to a structured, disciplined plan. The primary barriers you will face are almost always mental, not physical. Your body can do it. Your mind just needs to trust the work. By mastering your transitions, committing to brick workouts, and trusting 8 weeks of consistent preparation, you will overcome every ounce of intimidation. Cross that finish line knowing you earned it. You are now a confident triathlete,